From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Luke Burbank, Paula Poundstone, and Adam Felber. And here again is your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you all. Right now, it is time again for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play on the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hey, this is Nick Fenstermaker from Salt Lake City, Utah.
Nick Fenstermaker?
Yes, it's from Salt German. Lake City.
It's German. Well, I know that a lot of names like Taylor, Sawyer, related to the occupation that one's ancestors had. So did your ancestors make fensters?
No, actually they didn't. It means window maker, but...
Like defenestration?
Yeah, exactly. The window maker.
They made window maker.
Window maker. Well, what do you do? Do you make windows?
No.
Oh.
I quit doing that about 2 years ago.
Okay.
And you forgot to change your name?
Yes, I did.
Welcome to the show, Nick. Now, you're going to play the game in which you must tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is the topic?
Travelers, beware.
I'm scared. Traveling to foreign countries can be thrilling, but as you know, it's potentially risky. This week, we read about one cautionary tale for vacationers. Our panelists will tell you three stories about things to watch out for when on holiday. Choose that real story. You'll win Carl's voice on your home answering machine. You ready to play?
Absolutely.
All right. First up, let's hear from Paula Poundstone.
Travelers are finding some dream tours not just disappointing, but out and out phony. The tour companies depend, of course, on the tourists being, well, tourists, not familiar with the area and perhaps history. And they prey upon this ignorance to bilk them. Most feel too ashamed to prosecute. Those drawn in by overblown claims of expensive trips featuring traveling on the actual water sailed by Christopher Columbus are reluctant to admit they've paid extra for such a perk. Irene Gonzalez spent years of savings for an opportunity to take her kids to the Von Trapp family home in Australia. Their mansion seemed small, and we didn't recognize the scrub brush and the kangaroos from the movie, Ms. Gonzalez said in a formal complaint. I didn't think Mozart played an electric keyboard, mused another disappointed Australian adventurer.
Ignorant tourists being taken in Australia. Your next story of a travel pitfall the TSA isn't warning you about comes from Adam Felber.
It had been a dark and stormy night on the Dominican Republic's Punta Cana Peninsula, but the morning was hot and sunny, so Chicago's vacationing Stern family decided to hit the pool early. And 5 minutes later, Dad, Tom Stern, was about to toss his daughter, Chloe, into the pool and directly onto a great white shark. A live great white shark. Yes, this is the 12th time this year that the Sandals Grand Dominican Resort has found sea life in its gigantic lagoon swimming pool. A degraded nearby reef and high winds have combined to put the pool directly in the way of the storm, resulting in the unwelcome presence of such friendly critters as a gray nurse shark, two stingrays, a barracuda, and a very confused manatee. Initially, the resort's manager's response to this crisis was to tell vacationers about the resort's, quote, educational natural tide pool. But the manager's replacement, Pablo Mendoza, promises the seawall's construction is already underway and quipped, quote, we realize that sometimes our four-star seafood buffet can be, ha-ha, a little too fresh.
There's a shark in the pool in the Dominican Republic. And your last story of a travel nightmare coming true comes from Luke Burbank.
Swebus, the Swedish bus tour to take if you're visiting the country, has been forced to issue an advisory to its would-be passengers. Beware of luggage dwarves. It seems Swedish gangs, apparently no longer satisfied with knocking over their local IKEAs, have taken to sneaking little people into the cargo holds of the buses by stowing them in suitcases. Once on the road, these tiniest of bandits are able to rummage through passengers' belongings, stealing gold, cash, and jewels before returning to their Trojan cases. A Stockholm police spokesman says, we are looking at our records to identify criminals of limited stature. A Swebus spokesman says the company is considering installing security cameras, tiny, adorable security cameras.
All right, these are your choices. From Paula Poundstone, the story of how people are falling for fake tours of the Von Trapp home in Australia. From Adam Felber, a resort in the Dominican Republic where you'll find more in the pool than just rubber ducks. How about a great white shark? And lastly, from Luke Burbank, the story of diminutive thieves hiding in luggage in the bus cargo hold. Which of these is the true story of a traveler's peril?
It's not like you can have logic to this game.
No, throw it out the window.
Take a guess here. I'm going to have to go with number one.
You're going to go with number one. That was Paula's story about the fake tours for dumb tourists, such as the people who want to go see the Von Trapp Mansion in Australia.
I'd pay money to see that.
You would?
Yeah.
So would the Von Trapps.
I guess so. All right, your choice then was Paula's story. Well, we spoke to someone who was just a little bit unhappy about this scam.
Even if Little People of America supported putting little people in luggage, it would be impossible these days with the size of luggage.
That was Gary Arnold, Vice President for Public Relations for Little People of America, discussing why his organization doesn't support placing little people inside suitcases, which is actually happening on the Swedish bus line, so watch yourself and watch the other people's luggage for movement if you travel that way. I'm so sorry, but as you have no doubt figured out, Luke did, in fact, have the real story. You did not win, but you earned a point for Paula Poundstone for
her
convincing depiction of other people's gullibility.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.